You're listening to the WGXC News. I'm Tom Rowe. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at Newsroom. Diane Valden in the Columbia paper reports that over 100 residents turned out at a December 1st Ankrum Planning Board meeting, many opposing a plan to build a 150-foot-tall cell tower near the Gallatin Town line. The tower proposed by Mariner Tower and co-applicant with AT&T would be at 2259 State Route 82, property owned by Stephen Tucker and Heidi Baldwin. To build the tower for the cell antenna, a waiver from the western setback requirement of 150 feet would be needed from the planning board. Quote, Chris Sioffi, Mariner Tower's representative, said that Mariner would be willing to move the tower site 200 feet south of its current proposed location to reduce the number of trees that would have to be removed and lessen the visual impact of the tower on the nearest house about 430 feet away, unquote, Valden wrote. Trouble with that plan is they would then need two waivers and would also be closer to the Gallatin Town line. Many residents speaking at the meeting said they would like better cell phone service, but do not want to live near its source. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Over the weekend, DEC Commissioner Joseph Martins took questions from viewers on WMHT's New York Now television show about hydraulic fracturing natural gas drilling in New York, which the state is currently considering.
Matt, simply because of the sheer volume of interest in the topic and the number of comments we've gotten so far, in the original draft EIS, we had over 13,000 right. comments. We're up to 10,000 again already.
Already.
Even be, you know, 2 weeks in advance of the end of the comment period. So it seemed like the prudent and right thing to do. We obviously want to invite as much comment as possible, and there's intense interest in the topic. So another 30 days seemed like a very reasonable and good thing to do.
All right. With that, enough of my questions. We'll get to some of the ones posed to us. First off, the username Fambenko asked this question on innovationtrail.org. Why should people who do not live in the Marcellus Shale region have the right to make comments on hydrofracturing? Those of us who live here should be the only voices that should count. That's a fair question. Why should someone from, say, Potsdam up in the North Country or Islip down on Long Island carry as much weight as someone from, say, Binghamton or Ithaca?
Well, it's an excellent question. We're talking about energy production in the state of New York, and just the fact that the formation happens to be in the southern tier, I don't think excludes the interests of other New Yorkers. People visit the southern tier, whether they're tourists from right. in New York State or out of New York State. I think this is a topic that, you know, clearly is of statewide importance. And, you know, the trucks that will travel through the southern tier, if this activity goes forward, mm-hmm. are going to come from other parts of the states. I mean, the impacts aren't simply confined to the southern tier of New York. So, I think it's fair for other residents of the state, whether they're in the Adirondacks or on Long Island, to comment on activities that are taking place in their state.
Andrea Macko in the Greenville Mountain View Pioneer reports that former Cairo Town Board member Jerry Apria filed a lawsuit against the Greene County Board of Elections and other election officials, claiming the party committee system is corrupt. Apria, who filed the suit with John Vidaruk of Dutchess County, is seeking, quote, declaratory judgment arising from a disenfranchisement of plaintiffs' right to choose our elected representatives and run for elective office as guaranteed by the New York Constitution, unquote, according to the article with the headline, quote, Corruption at County Board of Elections. Apria and Vidaruk are representing themselves in the case and claim, quote, we have documented at least 27 cases where the Board of Elections has lied, deceived, and even changed the titles of people running for the elected office of committeemen to the appointed positions of town committeemen. And you can read that story in the Greenville Mountain View Pioneer. Barbara Reyna in the Register Star reports that the Columbia County Historical Society has come into a trove of historical documents dating back to the 18th and 19th centuries. The Society's curator, Diane Schalchuk, said the archive of 160 yellowing documents includes records of local mills and taverns in Kinderhook, Chatham Center, Hudson, and Valencia. A collector in Albany apparently notified local historian Ruth Pawanka that the archive was available. The Columbia County Historical Society then purchased the material with a small grant from the Kinderhook Bank. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Today is Tuesday, December 13th, and the National Weather Service predicts the weather in Craryville on Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 42. Tuesday night should be mostly cloudy with a low around 28. The forecast for the rest of the week, Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 41. Thursday, freezing rain likely before 10 a.m., then rain. Cloudy with a high near 45 the rest of the day. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 42. The Greenville Mountain View Pioneer compares Greene County gas prices, and here are the cheapest. Slater's Smart Shop in Cairo has gas for $3.46 a gallon. Cumberland Farms in Cairo is at $3.47. The Milk Run in Durham is at $3.49 a gallon. Stewart's in Cairo is at $3.49. And the Racetrack in Westerloo is at $3.52. Town meetings today include the Chatham Planning Board meets at 7 p.m., the Copaic Board of Ethics meets at 7 p.m., and the Comprehensive Planning Committee meets at 7:30 in Copaic. In Coxsackie, the town board meets at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall in Coxsackie. The sun rises at 7:11 a.m. and sets at 4:29. The moon rises at 7:42 and sets at 9:20. And tune into Conversations on a Tightrope at 2 p.m. today. Joan Geit's monthly talk show looks at the holidays. And Social Graces at 3 p.m., where Nan Murren's guest on the Etiquette Show will be Dick Sabol, a retired Broadway actor living in our area. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA.